10th Pekah, Sanhedrin, Mishnah Hey, 5th Mishnah, Hake Take. We are now continuing with halachas of Ir HaNidachas. The idea behind it is that this whole idea of Chelek Lo'ilam Haba was brought into Sanhedrin because we're talking the death penalties, and one of those that Ein Lo'ilam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba is Anshir Ir HaNidachas. Out of that, we mentioned all the other ones that don't have Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. So now we're going through the halachas of Ir HaNidachas. Hake Take, it says you should smite them. HaChameres VaGamelis, if there's a convoy of donkeys or camels, this group of people are going from one place to the next. But if there's one more that worship the Avodah Zarah, but if you add all this group of people that are visiting in town to the group, and they did not yet worship Avodah Zarah, they'll tip the scales, and the majority will not be Avodah Zarah, they'll save the town. You should do away with everything that is in the town. If there's property, even of the tzaddikim, the ones that did not worship Avodah Zarah, but it's in the town, you have to get rid of it, all of it. But if it's property outside of the city itself, then it stays. In other words, anything that's in the city gets destroyed. But that which is out of the city, if it belongs to a tzaddik of the city, then you keep it. If it's outside of the town, so if it belongs to a tzaddik of the town, then you keep it. If it belongs to a rishon from the town, then you will destroy it, because all the possessions of the rishon gets destroyed.